Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Susan Levy. Congressman Joe Kennedy has officially kicked off his bid for the U.S. Senate, launching a Democratic primary challenge against the incumbent Ed Markey. Kennedy is promising new ideas and a new commitment to break down what he calls a broken system. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
Let's go, Joe! Let's go, Joe!
Thank you, guys.
Let's go, Joe!
Hundreds of supporters came out to hear Kennedy's official announcement yesterday morning. He delivered it in East Boston, where his immigrant ancestors first landed in America before his family went on to establish a storied political dynasty.
My great-grandfather was born a few blocks from here on Meridian Street. His son served this neighborhood in Congress and then went on to serve as President of the United States.
Kennedy is the grandnephew of former President John F. Kennedy and the grandson of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. He said his campaign to unseat Markey would focus on several issues, including fighting for economic justice, fixing a broken immigration system, and confronting the question of why 63 million Americans voted for Donald Trump.
So it's not enough to fight back just against Donald Trump, but you got to address the underlying structures, a calcified system, a broken system that allowed him to win in the first place.
Kennedy's decision to take on Markey represents a stunning and ambitious move for the young congressman, who as recently as 2017 told WBUR that he had no plans to challenge the veteran lawmaker.
Senator Markey has been a dear friend to me and my family now for an awfully long time.
But in that same interview, Kennedy also said timing is everything and opportunities don't come up that often. 2 years later, Kennedy hopes that a desire for change on the part of many voters represents that opportunity for him, as it did for Ayanna Pressley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, both of whom vanquished veteran Democratic incumbents in primary elections.
Kennedy is a breath of fresh air, and I'm rooting for him.
Kathleen Monteleone of Boston, who came out to hear Kennedy yesterday, says she's admired the Kennedy family for decades.
I saw JFK speak, and you know, I was inspired ever since. So I've been a fan of the Kennedys, and all of them made a difference in the world.
This is the most energized I have ever been in my career.
Ed Markey, the incumbent, was in Lawrence Thursday night, casting himself as a fierce critic of President Trump. He says he'll run on his long record of liberal advocacy.
I fight for the issues that need to be fought. That's climate change, gun safety laws, it's educational and health care opportunities for everyone in our country, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Earlier this year, Markey teamed up with Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to sponsor the Green New Deal, bolstering his reputation as a leading progressive in Washington.
As Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, I am the generational change which this country needs, and I'm going to run on all those issues.
Kennedy and Markey are both reliable progressives, so this primary contest will not be waged around policy differences. Instead, it will be a generational clash between 73-year-old Markey, Massachusetts' longest-serving member of Congress, and 38-year-old Kennedy, who was born 4 years after Markey was first elected to the House. The race offers a complicated choice for many Massachusetts Democrats, exciting some while angering others.
I'm disappointed by it, as I told him. It's ego at the expense of value.
Retired Congressman Barney Frank used to hold the seat now occupied by Kennedy. He says that for Kennedy to pick a fight with Markey, with whom he has no ideological differences, is self-indulgent and harmful to Democrats, who Frank says should focus on their fight with Republicans and Donald Trump.
Diverting our energy from that, using up the money, manpower, and changing the debate is a terrible mistake.
Frank is among a long list of prominent Massachusetts Democrats who've endorsed Markey, including his fellow senator and presidential candidate, Elizabeth Warren. But Kennedy rejects Frank's argument.
I think what you need in this country at the moment is broad-based campaigns across the entire country, bringing people into that process, not trying to keep them out of it. How is that a bad thing?
Kennedy is regarded as a young star in the Democratic Party after delivering the rebuttal to President Trump's State of the Union address last year. Early polls suggest that his family name and rising prominence within the party will be a formidable challenge to Markey. A Boston Globe Suffolk University poll earlier this month showed him with a 14-point lead over the incumbent. Markey says Kennedy reached out to him earlier this week to let him know of his intention to run.
And I said to him, welcome to the campaign trail. You know, looking forward to this debate over the next year.
Yesterday in East Boston, Kennedy summed up his strategy for the coming year with two words, run hard. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.